Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Lamed Gimel. Brachas Lamed Gimel, we are on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. It was a daf B'I and Shir last night. I don't know if it's up yet or not. I don't know if they're working on the I think a Labor Day weekend in the OU offices, but hopefully it'll be up within the next day or two if it's not up yet. Okay, so we are on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, the two dots up from the bottom. Chasidim Harishonim. Chasidim Rishonim Hayishon Shoach, as the Mishnah had said, that the Chasidim Rishonim used to be Shoah Shoachas before they David. Minahani Mili, how do we know this? Amar Bishua ben Levi, Amar Kra, Ashrei Yoshve Vesecha. People sit in your house, Yoshve Vesecha. They sit before they David. That's Shohen. Amar Bishua ben Levi, not only before, as the Mishnah said, but after. They'll be mode, that's davening, and then yeshvu yisharim is panacha. And even afterwards, there will be yeshiva. Tani nami hachi, the Brisa also says, hamispalot zorach sheyisha shoachas kodem tfilaso, v'shoachas achar tfilaso. Also after, kodem tfilaso minayin, shenemar, ashrei yoshev v'secha, le'achar tfilaso minayin, dechsiv, ach tzadikim, yodu l'shmecha, yeshvu yisharim es panacha. What would be the reason that one has to wait after one davens? Before one davens, we know, to get in the mood, to help focus, to help my concentration, realize what I'm about to do. Why would someone have to sit afterwards? The Rambam's lashon is, shelo yehi nira olav kamasui. Right, so it shouldn't appear like a burden. If I run out right after davening, similar to the halacha that we had earlier in the Masechta about being nichnas to the shul, the shir of Beis Psachim, v'achachis pala, not to daven right next to the door, because that might appear like I want to get out as fast as I can. That's one idea. The tzlach here relates this to the gemara that we had up above on the daf, and that is iyun tfila, being marach b'tfilaso, and the negative type of marach b'tfilaso. If after davening I expect the tefillos to be answered in a certain way, and magiali, that we said was inappropriate. That's what Tosva said on top in Dibur Maslo Kolamarev. So after davening is to, again, says the tzlach, to make sure that I have the proper perspective about all the tefillos that I davened, and I don't think that magiali everything. That's the tzlach relating it to the earlier. Other mafarshim just explain it. It's about thinking what part of tefillah can I take into my life. You know, before I daven, I get ready to daven. After I daven, where I don't want to leave davening in the shul. So I'm going to sit afterwards to try to figure out exactly what did I learn through my davening that I can bring into my life. Different areas of different ideas of why sha'achas la'achar tfilasa. Continuing, Tana Rabbanan, Chasidim Arishonim, Ho Yishon Sha'achas Umispalin, Sha'achas V'chozrin, They got ready for an hour, they davened for an hour, and then afterwards for an hour. So 3 hours every tefillah. So v'chiyab me'achas sheshon teisha shows bayom v'tefillah tarasan heichmish tameres umalach l'heichnasis. When did they ever learn and when did they ever work? If 9 hours a day they were busy davening. Says the Gemara, Ela mitoch shechasidim heim, torason mishtameres, umalachtan misparaches. Because they were chasidim harishonim, and they were davin for 9 hours a day, with proper kavanas and with proper preparation. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a special bracha. Right? If they were on this level, and they were involved in these activities. And we don't have this bezman hazeh to be on this level. We are ein sokhan al anes, and therefore we have to do our own learning and our own working. Good. Afila melech shol b'shlomo, lo yishivenu. The Mishnah said that even if there is a melech that is there and asks me how I'm doing, I'm in the middle of Shmon Esrei, I'm not allowed to be mafsik. Again, this goes on the list of the differences between Shmon Esrei and Kriya Shema. By Kriya Shema, you mentioned earlier in the beginning of the second parak that there are places that one can be mafsik during Kriya Shema. But here, Shmon Esrei, no hefsik. No hefsik allowed during Kriya Shema. It doesn't matter if it's b'pnei hayira, between tefillah, no hefsik b'pnei, no difference whether it's b'pnei hayira or b'pnei hakavon. So, the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, lo shanu ela l'malchei Yisrael. When do we say that you're not allowed to be mafsik? To malchei Yisrael. Ava l'malchei akum posek. But to malchei akum, then you have to be posek, maybe because there's more of a danger there. Rashi, shelo yahargenu. Right, so that Malchei Akum doesn't know what's going on, and there's a sakana there. Malchei Yisrael, they'll realize that you're davening. Malchei Akum, no, not allowed. Meisvei, is that really true? Hamispalvara anas ba kenegdo. Ra'akaran Ba'kinegdo. The Brisa says that if you're davening and you see an anas, see somebody who's going to hurt you, or a wagon coming towards you, lo yehei mafzik ela makatzer va'ola. You're not going to be mafzik, you just shorten your tefillos. Maybe you say the first and last line of every bracha, makatzer va'ola. So how can we say that for Malchei Akum, your posek, here you see an anas, and it says you're not supposed to be posek, you're just supposed to be makatzer. So lo kasha hadef shel katzer, hadelof shel katzer. It depends if you're able to. If you're able to be makatzer, and that's good enough to, and then you'll be able to still salvage the moment, so then fine. But if you can't do that, that's where it says one has to be posek. Tanur Rabbanan and a brisa that supports. Maisa b'chassid echad. A maisa, a story with a certain chassid. Whenever it says chassid echad, the Gemara's, the Mepharshim talk about, maybe this means Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Reiloi, different tanoim, but maisa b'chassid echad. Shoyim ispala baderech. He was davening. Bosarecha b'nasan lo shalom, lo exer lo shalom. A certain sar, a certain officer came and said, Shalom aleichem, Jew! And he didn't answer. Lo exer lo shalom. Himte lo ashesim tfilaso. Interesting. He waited till he finished his davening. He obviously knew he was in the middle of something. He was in the middle of praying. He waited. He didn't just think like, oh, what is this guy doing? And, you know, and take the law into his own hands right then. But he waited until he finished davening. La'acha shesiyim filaso. After he finished, Amalo reka. You empty one. Brainless. V'halo. Kasa b'sar raschem. Right? Empty of intellect. That's what he was saying. It's how kasa b'sar raschem. Doesn't it say in your Torah? Interestingly, that the Tsar knew these psukim. Raki shamar lecho shmar nafshecha. Be very careful. Even though the pashas of those psukim, if you look in the Torah, is about avodah zara, be very careful not to violate avodah zara. But the Chazal understand it on a deeper level as just taking care of ourselves. Be very careful. Viksiv and ishmartim oda nafshecheichem. Got to watch out for yourself. Got to put yourself into a dangerous situation. So says the Tsar. Didn't you violate? Shenasati l'cha shalom. When I said hello to you, lama lo echzarti li shalom. Why didn't you answer me? Im ayisi chotech roshcha b'sayif. If I would have killed you on the spot, miavi tovea damcha miyadi. Yeah, who would have been tovea the dam? Meaning it's your fault. It's your fault. You didn't answer me. I'm a sar, and therefore you should have stopped in the middle. Amar lei hamtein li ashaf ayisech midvarim. So the Jew says, "Can you just give me a minute? Let me just state my case." And Amalei says, fine. So Amalei says to him, Ilo ha'yita omeid lefnei melech basar v'adam. If you, Sar, were standing in front of the king, u'bacha v'ercha v'dasan l'cha shalom, and then your friend came over and said, hey, how you doing? Ha'yita machzir lo. Would you say hello to your friend when you're in the middle of standing in front of the king? Amalei lav, no, of course not. V'ma'yita machzir lo, ma ha'yu osam l'cha. And if you would have been machzir shalom, what would they have done to you? Amalei, lo, Amalei, ha'yu chotkem es roshi b'sayif. I would have been killed on the spot. So Amar Lev, Alo Dvarim Kavachomer. So there's Kavachomer, says the Chassid Echad. Uma Ata, Shehayita Omeid Lefnei Melech Basar Vadam. If you, who were standing in front of a Basar Vadam, Shehayom Kanu Machar Bekever. Today, the king is here and tomorrow he's not. Kach, that's the Mitzius. You would be scared. Ani, Shehayisi Omeid Lefnei Melech Malchei Amlach HaMagadosh Baruch Hu. I, who are standing in front of the King of Kings, Shayuhu Chai V'Kayem La'ad Ula Olmei Olamim, Alachas Kama V'Kama. Surely I, who are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I'm not stopping for you, a lowly Sar. Miyad Nispayis Oso Asar V'Nifter Oso Chassid L'Beis L'Shalom. So they parted ways, and he was impressed, and nothing occurred. You know, when a Jew stands up for what they believe in, and they act properly, you know, many times, this is what happens. When we start playing around with what we're supposed to represent, so that's where the problems start. But if we act properly, who we are, so then not. Just like the Rashi at the end of Maseches Makos quotes, a similar story about Rabbi Safra. Rabbi Safra was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei also. Somebody wanted to come buy us his watch or a kli from him, and he didn't answer, and the guy just thought he was playing hard business, so he kept going up and up and up with the price, until at the end, when he finished Shemoneh Esrei, he said, I'll sell it to you even for the original price. And again, a Kiddush Hashem, because he realized that this is what the Jews are about. So when we stand up for halacha and for our principles, then that could be a Kiddush Hashem.
What's the basis for being more
machleish by Shmoneh Esrei? Because that's Lifnei Hashem.
It's
As well, even if it's kavod shel malchus shamayim, remember kavod shel malchus shamayim, you can do b'shitcha beisach, v'atchavaderach, sitting, standing. There's many more higher, there's generally higher standards for shmona esrei. You have to wear a shirt. We have the gemara before when you say tefillah, and you don't have to wear a shirt when you say kriya shma meikar adin. Washing one's hands, there's a higher how far you have to go. We had earlier daf tesvav, how far you have to go to wash your hands before shmona esrei than for kriya shma. So yes, it's kavod shel malchus shamayim, but it's less formal. Let's call it. It's less formal, and therefore, one can. It's less standards that exist then. But again, there's a whole list that we've had in terms of tefillah versus kriya shma. Saying it at the top of a tree, right? You have to be more worried about kavana when it comes to kriya shma, and others as well. Okay, making your tefillah keva we had earlier a couple of days ago from Rav Soloveitchik, or you can't make your tefillah keva, but making your kriya shma keva wouldn't be as much of a problem. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Afilu nachash karuch ala kevo lo yafsik. Even if a snake is on your ankle, lo yafsik, you're not allowed to be mafsik. If you look at the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos, what does the Rambam say? You have a snake on your ankle. You're not allowed to be mafsik. The Rambam is a very unusual lashon. The Rambam says, because most of the time it doesn't kill you. That's why you don't have to be mafsik. Because most of the time it doesn't kill you. The Rambam says here, says the Rishash, what is the Rambam talking about? Ein hochid bevikuach nefesh achar arov. But okay, most of the time you'll be okay. So that's okay. You don't have to worry about it. That's the Rosh Hashanah here. He does not answer the question. He just quotes the Rambam, and then he says, it doesn't apply 100%. He says, I am looking at some of the Shulchan Aruchs in Arachayim. What does it mean? Rove Pimes, a little the unusual Rambam, but Pashas doesn't mean what he really said, but he doesn't mean what it really sounds like he means. Right, rov pa'amim might mean, a person might be a situation which is not really a sakana, and a person just thinks it's a sakana. If it's really a sakana, then look at the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, right? It's not, there's no shaila, right? One has to, we're machmir, we're machal Shabbos, we violate Isurim, even for a safik bikuach nefesh, even for a miyut, let alone a rov. Even for a miyut, we're machmir, therefore it's pashtus. The Rambam doesn't really mean what he says. There is a discussion. It's much discussed in other sugyas of the Binyan Sion. The Aruch Laner, in his Chuvas farm in the Binyan Sion, it's in Kuf Lamed Zayin, he has a suggestion that maybe there's no heter of pikuach nefesh unless the problem is lifanecha right now. Again, it might be lifanecha right now here. But his shayla was, and again, the poskim generally do not accept this. The Achiezer quotes this Binyan Sion and says, I don't know where he gets it from. Binyan Sion has in Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin, Adavar She'ela To, Demar, Be'isha Shekopam, She'yolda Kashta Leleid. A woman who had much difficulty in every childbirth. She was always in danger, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped her out. The Rove doctor said from right now, don't try it again. Don't try it again. Right? Amru harofim shel habal she yishmor lebal yikrav ode lishto ki im tisaber ode v'teleid ein mazar v'refua v'tamus bevadai. The question was, in terms of birth control, for this woman who is extremely dangerous for her to get pregnant again, what are the heterim? And again, you have to realize what types of birth controls were available 150, 200 years ago in the time of the Binyan Siyan. So he goes through the sugya of Gimel Nashim Mishamshes B'moch, which we had earlier back in Maseches Nida and elsewhere, and he goes through the topic. Different discussion to be shown him. How do you understand that Gemara? Before the Maisa Biyah, after the Maisa Biyah. But then he says, he says, in this case, you don't have to worry about it. Why? The time of the Rabbanan, the Avagav, the Klabia, Deinu, Dein Lachadavar, Omid, Befrei, Pikuach, Nefesh, Vein, Hocham, Pikuach, Nefesh, Achor, Arov, Ar Sugya, Zeo, Dafka, Biyesh, Vadai, Sakanas, Nefashas, Lufaneinu. Kigon, a roof fell on somebody and you're not sure if he's in there, so he could be mefakefekech as a gal on Shabbos. Aval, b'shaita, but here in our case, is there pikuach nefesh at this second? No. If she becomes pregnant and she goes into labor, so then memela is going to be pikuach nefesh. So it's not lefanecha right now, and therefore, aval b'shaita ain't got pikuach nefesh, rak sheish lachush l'sakana baba, zeos linon, basarov. After all, if you don't say this is true, how do you ever take a trip which you will ultimately have to say Berachas HaGomel on? Berachas HaGomel is thanks God for helping me out of Makam Sakana. How can you put yourself into Makam Sakana? How can you do that? Well, go into a situation where you're going to have to say Berachas HaGomel? Well, you're trying to force God's hand? right? So like Chana was doing a couple of days ago. So says the Binyan Sion, Vechmudul Khachil, Knos Lakhsakana, Vlavor, Alvanishmartim, Old Nashosechem. Al Karcha, Kivan de Baosa Shasha Holech, Adai Leka Sakana, Holchin Acharov. And he continues. This is the amazing shuv of the Binyan Sion. The Achiezer of Chaim Ozer says, what are you talking? When do you have to ever have such a chilek? If it's Abba Fanecha, if you know that this act that you're going to do is going to lead you to a situation of sakana, that even the first stage you're not allowed to do. Why are you allowed to do it? Because of, what about the plant? What about the midbar? What about that? So there you can maybe say, Shomar Psalm Hashem. Then you can already say that is an accepted level of risk that the world accepts. But that's not similar to this case. Either way, it's an important shuvah to know relating to Sakana Safashis, Bifanecha or not Bifanecha. We have the situation of Bifanecha elsewhere. Like I said, it comes up in a big, very important topic. But a big topic is certain types of tsrachim in terms of Nivel Hames, in certain types of a big sugya. You know, let's say somebody wants to donate their body to science. Right? Rachmana Litzlan. And not to be Nikbar. So some ask, but what do you mean? This is going to help in the future, trying to figure out diseases, trying to figure out, but it's not Bifanecha. If there's a life in danger right now, Bifanai, and I could get an organ after somebody's died according to L'chol HaDeus, without getting into any controversy, so then, okay, Mela, if there's a Sakana Bifanecha, but if there's no Sakana Bifanecha, then I'll say, you know what, person wants to give their bodies, then we don't assume that that's okay. Right, because there's no sakana b'fanecha, and b'fanecha is an issue, but the Binyan Sion is relating it to this context of pikuach nefesh. So that's a big chiddush. Good, says the Gemara. Amar of sheishas lo shanu ela nachash. Only snakes this applies to. You don't have to be mafsik. Aval akra posik, but by scorpions be posik, because they're more dangerous. Meisve, is that really true? We learned in Yevamos. Not for the gofar arayos. If somebody falls in, a man falls into a lion's den, ein me'idim alav shemes, then the edim are not allowed to testify that the man died because maybe he got his way out somehow. Not for the chafira malaya nachashim v'akrabim, but he falls into snakes and scorpions, me'idim alav shemes. So you see, even snakes are sakana. So Gemara said, no, there's different. Shiny Hassam, Dagav Itzamaski, you fell on them. If you fell on them, then you got them upset. So that's where we would say that's made in Alav Shemes, but otherwise not. Mefarshim put this Gemara together with the Gemara in Shabbos about Yosef Atzadik. He falls in, right? Mayim Einbo, Nachashim Akrabim Yeshvo. There was no water, but it was Nachashim Akrabim, and that shows the nace. Because usually Nachashim Akrabim are there, you're made Alav Shemes. But Yosef HaTzadik, right, there's Nachashim HaKrabim there, and he's still alive, so that just reflects the nes. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Varim Posek, if you see an ox coming towards you, you're also allowed to stop. I don't know if you need the Gemara for this. If I saw an ox coming towards me, I think we'd all get a run for it. So Rosh Varim Posek, you stop in the middle of Shemona Esrei. The Tani Rav Oshia, Marchikin Mishar Tam Chamishim Amma, Mishar Mu'ad Kim Lo Einav. You distance yourself from a shartam, at least 50 amos, and from sharamuad, as far as the eye can see, you stay away. Rashi, shartam, shelo nagach adam, that never gored. Muad, shenagach gimel pa'amim, that gored three times. Ask the mafarshman Rashi, shartam is never gored? What if you gored twice? It's a little shartam. We learn Baba Kama, right? What is Rashi emphasizing that, oh, if he didn't gore at all, that's a shartam in this context. So maybe Rashi's emphasizing is that's the only havamina. If he gored once already, then maybe even for this context, he's not really a sharmuad in terms of hezek, but for getting out of its way, you know, you could already leave. But shlo nagach, even if a shor never gored before, you're still marchik from him. Maybe that's the emphasis of Rashi, not giving real definitions of shor and muad, of tam and muad, but just for this context. It's a big pickup in Rashi.
But then he leaves a gap in between.
Correct, he leaves a gap. No, maybe Rashi is saying, correct. But the question is, where do you put them in between? According to this pshat, the in between would be going with the muad. Right. Right. Correct. Correct. The question is what you emphasize. But these mafarshim short time. You should know in this context. Maybe you're saying this. This context means even once muad. Maybe you're actually emphasizing against the right. There are different opinions. You know, what is muad? Is it after the third time? If it is at the third time, so maybe that's why he's emphasizing that. Taking a stand on that machlokas that it's after the third time. He's already a shor hamuad l'chaladeus. They don't have to wait till the fourth time. So maybe each Rashi is trying to tell you a different Chiddush. But you're right. If you just take the Rashis together, so then, you know, there is the case that's left out, and you don't know where to put it. Tanim, Shvei Rabbi Meir, Reish Tura Bidikula. If you see the head of the ox, Bidikula, in its basket, eating its tevin, Salich Leigra, run up to the roof, Vishadi Dagam Itutech, and throw away the ladder. Meaning, get away from this shar as soon as you can, if he's in the middle of eating. Amar Shmuel Haini Mili Bishar, Shachor, Ubiyome Nisan. This is only by black oxen in springtime. Mipresha Satan Meraki Lo Ben Karnov. That's when he's, the sun is Merakade. Literally, you might say that's when he's more excitable. That's when it's starting to get hot again. So, that's when you gotta really be worried about oxen. Tanu Rabbanon, Maisa B'Makom Echad, Shahaya Arvad. There was a place, there was an Arvad. An Arvad is, we had Arvad before, Rashi quotes, an Arvad is alluding to, we had the Daftes earlier, a Chamor Habar, a wild donkey, some type of animal. Vayamazik Asabrios. There was an Arvad that was being Mazik. Bobo, deal of Rabbi Hanina Mendoza. Amram Herulius Choro. Show me where he lives. Show me the cave where he lives. Choro must have been a small animal because he was able to put his foot on the hole. Herei was choro. Nasan akeba piachor. He put his foot onto the chor. Yatsa unishacho. He went out and bit Rabbi Hanina Mendoza and umes also arot. Right, and the arot died. The arot died. Not lock tefo avila beis medrash. Rabbi Mendoza brought it to the beis medrash to show everybody. Amar lahem reu bini ein arvad memes ela hachet memes. It's not the Arvad, it's the Chet. Rechim and Dosa we're going to have also soon. He was a special individual. Right, this wasn't Alz Gaiva. This was Alz just to show everybody that if you're connected to God, then God connects you and protects you. Bo, so Shah, Amru. So that's what they said that day. Oilo la Adam, Shapaga bo Arvad, Voilo la Arvad, Shapaga bo Rechanina Mendoza. Right, you know, worry about Rechanina Mendoza, he's the one that that controls. Again, we are in control of nature. Nature is not in control of us. Okay, still talking about Inyani Tefila. Now we go to Maskir and Haskaris. Maskir and Gavros Gesham and B'Tchias HaMesim. We mention Mashiv HaRuach HaMorad HaGashem in Tchias HaMesim. That's where we praise God about the rain. In the second bracha of Shmona Esrei in Tchias HaMesim. V'She'ela B'Berchas HaShanim. But we ask God for rain in Berchas HaShanim. Berchas HaShanim, right? What else changes throughout Shmona Esrei? What else changes? Okay, we have Hosafos, which we'll have in the Gemara soon, right? The what we add in during Asir Yisrael Tshuva. But this is here because this is what is added in on a regular basis every couple of months. So Mashiv Ruach versus Vesein Talumatar. V'Havdala B'Chorin Hadas. Where is Havdala? Where is Atachon Antanu? Put in three opinions. Either B'Chorin Hadas, that's what we do. We put it into Atachonain. Rabbi Akiva Omer Omra Baracha Revius Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Akiva says it's its own bracha. Right? Bracha Revius. The first bracha before Atachonain. You'd make a new bracha for Atachon Antanu. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behoda'a. Rabbi Eliezer says it would be put in Modim. Put in Modim, right, like where Alan Isim is. That's where it would be put. Behoda, three opinions. So Maskiri Gavurus Gesham in my time. So why do we put Mashiv HaRuach in Tchias HaMesim? What's the connection? Amar Rav Yosef Mitoch Sheshkulot Ketchias HaMesim. Laficha Kavua B'Tchias HaMesim. Because rain is like Tchias HaMesim. To realize that rain sustains, and you know we think that it's natural. But rain is an amazing phenomenon of nature, so they put it also in Tchias HaMesim, right? Rashi at the beginning of Titus discusses it, right? Well, the key of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives for Yoledes, for rain, right? The also whenever there is a new creation, so rain is kind of like a new creation coming from the clouds. So there's a lot of connection between Tchias HaMesim and childbirth and rain and Parnassa. The Gemara there even links. Good. V'sheila b'berchas HaShanah my time. Why do we ask for rain in the bracha about Parnasa? Amar of Yosef, v'tok shehi Parnasa, l'ficha kavu b'berchas Parnasa. It's about Parnasa. Remember also in the agricultural society, rain is part of Parnasa. And therefore, we put it in the bracha of Parnasa. Good. Havdalah b'chorin adas. Next. Havdalah is put in chorin adas. Why? My time. Amar of Yosef. Mitoch shehi chachma, kavua beberchas chachma. Because it is chachma. What is chachma about Atachon Antanu? Distinctions. Being able to distinguish between two ideas. That's chachma. Rashi. Hachacham yodea lahavdil Bein kodesh l'chol uvein tamei l'tahar. That's chachma. Chachma is the ability to distinguish. When we learn, to be mechalek, chilukim, chakiris, right? That is chachma. Chachma. And therefore, when you distinguish bein kodesh l'chol, that's why it's put into the bracha of chachma. For Rabbanan Amri, mitoch shehi chol, lefichach kavua bebrechas chol. Because it is chol. What does that mean? So the Ritva says it has to do with the weekday. And that's why he's put into the first bracha of weekday. And where's the reason my team in the mitzvahs? So he put it into the first bracha. Right? The others say, say the Marsha here says, because you're asking, you want this Yimei Chol to be a good week. So that's why you put it into Yimei Chol. Similar. Amar Rabbi Yami, Gedola Deya, Shenitna B'tzkiles Bracha Shel Chol. Amazing is Da'as. The first thing you talk about with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing you ask for is Da'as. V'amar Rabbi Ami, Gedola Deya, Shenitna Ben Shtei Osios. Deya is amazing because it is found in the Navi between two names of Hashem. Osios, Shenemar, Ki Kel Deos Hashem. Beginning by Chana. Kel Deos Hashem. V'chol Mishen Bo Deya, Asur L'Rachim Alav. Wow. So he doesn't have Das, then you don't have Rachmanis on him. Shenemar ki lo ambinosu, al kein lo yerachamenu, I'll say you. Learn that from that pasuk. Let's continue first. Amar Balazar, Godol Mikdash, Shenasan bein shtei osios. You think day is between two shemos, so to the base of Mikdash. Shenemar, pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, kodinu yodechos. You see the word Mikdash is between two shemos of Hashem. V'yamar Abelazar, kaladam sheish bo deya, kilu nivne, base of Mikdash, b'yamav. Whoever has deya is compared to the base of Mikdash, as we just said. Deya nitna ben shtei osios, Mikdash nitna ben shtei osios. That's why we compare somebody has da'as, somebody using their da'as properly, so it's ki'ilu, v'na beis ha-migdash. Maskev la rav acha karchina'a, ela me'ata. What, you're saying everything between two shemos of Hashem is great? Ela gedola nekama, shedida bein shtei osios. Shenemar, as we say Wednesday morning, kel nekamos Hashem. Right, nekama is great, because nekama is found between two shemos of Hashem. So I'm alayin, yes, b'milsa mi'a gedolahi, when it's appropriate. So then nekama could also be great. V'hainu damar ula, shtei nekamas ala ulama. The two nekamos, right? Kel, we said nekamos twice in the Mizmar of Wednesday's Yom. Achas l'tova, achas l'ra. T'lotova dichsif hofia mehar paran. The nekama of not giving the Torah to those who wouldn't accept it. So that's a good nekama, because magia lahem, if they didn't accept the Torah, then Hashem doesn't give it to them. L'ra dichsif kel nekamos Hashem, kel nekamos hofia. L'ra is the opposite. So Rashi explains, hofia is referring to when he accepts the Torah. There's good nekama and bad nekama. Generally, there's an issa d'oraisa for us to have any nekama. In the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is good nekama and painful nekama that we would have. Good. If you look in the Stipo, in the Berachas Peretz, in B'Shalach, he deals with this issue of, right on the pasuk of Hidur Mitzvah. He says, what does this mean here? That you're not allowed to have Rachmanis on somebody who doesn't have Das? You're not allowed to have Rachmanis on a baby? Baby doesn't have Das. You're not allowed to have Rachmanis on a Shota? Call me Shein Bodea, Asur L'Rachim Olav. What does that mean? It says the Berachas Peretz, you're not allowed to have Rachmanis on anybody. On every Baal Chai, you're allowed to have Rachmanis. The Rachman will call Masav, Koshkin Ala Adam. So what does the Gemara mean? So says the stipler, Venira. He says, what does Rachmanis mean? What does Rachmanis mean? Rachmanis is never something that the Torah requires you to do. If the Torah requires you to do something, that's not Rachmanis. Rachmanis means above and beyond. Being nice to people is something that you have to do, that all of us have to do. If a person's poor, and we have to give him, and we have to help him get back on his feet, that's not Rachmanus. You have to do that. Hashavas Aveda, Priku Teina, last week's parasha, all the mitzvahs. That's not a Merachim. He's doing what the Torah told him to do. And that is required for even somebody who does not have Deya. You have to do everything the Torah demands. V'afilam hu adam bal midos kashos v'ra'os. Even if somebody doesn't have good midos, she calls machu bechal achicha, as long as he's achicha b'mitzvos, then you still have a chiyuv to fulfill the mitzvos then. Bein adam l'chaveiro. Chaveiro is chaveiro b'mitzvos. If somebody threw it all away, and he's not a shomer mitzvos anymore at all, then he's not achicha b'mitzvos. Then you have to be as nice to him as one is not nice to outside the Jewish nation. But as long as he's achicha, but that's not rachmanus. Rachmanis hamadubar le'en yilaseis lo lefnim ishur esadin yoseri mashachiv haTorah demisad rachmanis bovad. number one. And then he says, Nira, oh, and therefore, that's what Gemara is talking about. But basic chesed and basic niceties, that's not rachmanis. And that has to be done to everyone. And then he says, "V'nira od geder bazet devadai mishein bo das klau lo letova v'lo lera." That's not under discussion in the Gemara. A child, a shote. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. Mishein bo das. Ein bo das is somebody who should have das. Somebody who could have das. Although the Gemara medaberes kada mishein bo das v'regesh lakir tova lemetiva mimo ula achnia mipneiem. Somebody who has negative das. No das is okay. Negative das is really what is being referred to here. Says the disciple right here in the Berachas Peres in Bishalach. And therefore, that's how we have to understand the Gemara. Okay, we continue. See, most of this farm haven't been used yet. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omer Bracha Ravias Vechulu. 3 days again. Rabbi Kiva says, you put Atokan Atanu, separate bracha. Fourth bracha. Right, we have this already alluded to one time earlier in the Masechta. Remember by Havinenu, we wanted to know, you can't say Havinenu on Mosi Shabbos because there's no way to put an Atokan Atanu. Amalei Rav Shemin bar Abba l'Rav Yochanan. Michdi, Anshik Nes Zagadola, Tiknam Liyisrael. Brachos Utilos, Kedushos V'Havdolos. The Anshik Nes Zagadola, they were the ones that enacted everything. Brachos and Tfilah, Kiddush and Havdolah, the Nusach. Nechzi, Anan, Hechi Tikkun. What's the machlokas about? Why don't we just where was Anshik Nes Zagadola or Misaki, not Atokan Atanu? Right, we don't know. It's one of those great shilas of, you know, historically what happened. Which tefillin did Rabbeinu Tam wear growing up? Right? What did they do? Right, certain mitzvahs. Right? What shofar did they blow? A big machlokas. What the shvarim trua? So the rishonim they deal with. What did they do until then? That there's a machlokas. What a real trua is. So you do what they do. So Amarlei, this is why it's confusing. Betchila kavua betfila. Originally, they said Atokan Atanu was only in Shmona Esrei. Ha'ashiru, once they became rich, they had enough money. Kavua lakos. Then they said, you know what? Do it al hakos. Make it at home. Ha'enu, then they became poor again. Chazru v'kavua betfila. Then they put it back into tfila Atokan Atanu. Ve'hem amru, but then they said, you know what? Just do both. Hamavdo betfila tzorchi avdil al hakos. So that's why, for a certain amount of time in the Masorah, it wasn't said in Tefillah. And that's why we have a loss in the Masorah. We don't exactly know when they were misaking it, and that's why we have different opinions. Itmar Nami, Amar B'chia Bar Abba, Amar B'yochanan, Asher Ezekadola Tiknan Lishol, Barachos, Etzfilas, Kedushas, Vavdalos, Betchila, Kavua, Betfila, Heshiru, Kavua, Lakos, Chazru, Vehenu, Kavua, Betfila, Ve'imam, Ramavdo, Betfila, Tzorach, Sheyavdil, Al, Hakos. Right, both. Itmar Nami, Rabba, Verb Yosef, the Amitra Vayu, Hamavdo, Betfila, Tzorach, Sheyavdil, Al, Hakos. You make the right, doesn't matter. Even if I said Atokan Atanu in Shmona Esrei, I have to do Avdalah again at home. Amar Rava, Umos Vina Nashmaitzin. But that's problematic with our Sugya. Why? Because we have a Brisa that says, Tav, alo hiska gverus kesham v'tchias amesim. What if I forgot Mashav Aruach? Or, v'she'el v'rechaz Hashanim, or I forgot the Saint Alamatar, machzirna, so you gotta go back. Gotta go back if you forgot one of those. If you have Dalla, Bechorin Adas, Ein Machzirin or so. But have Dalla, if you forgot to talk on a tunnel, you don't have to go back, Mipnei, Shel Yochol, La'omra, Al-Hakos. Because you can say it, Al-Hakos. What does that sound like? That you only have to say it, Al-Hakos, if you forgot. Right? But we just said that you always have to say it. Even if you did remember. So the Gemara says, no. Lo Tema, Mipnei, Shel Yochol, La'omra, Al-Hakos. Don't understand this as, you could say it if you choose to make Avdallah, Ela'ema Mipnesha Omer Lakos, because you are going to make Avdallah, and of course you have to. I just thought, remember, this is the third time Atokan Atanu comes up, at least. We had it by Havinenu, we also had it by Tashlumin. Which bracha do you put Atokan Atanu in? Right, and now we have the main sugya of Atokan Atanu. Itmanami. Oh, before that, interesting, Machlokas. The Chassam Sofer quotes his father-in-law. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in a tshuva, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I know my father-in-law says that if you make Atokan Atanu, really, if you say Atokan Atanu, really, you're Yotzei Daraisa Havdalah. And you're only Chayav Darabanan by the time you get home. So if you're somebody who was Chayav Daraisa, it's going to be a problem. Says, I don't agree. This is in tshuva Simen Chaf Aleph. Says, Mori Chami says that. He says, I'm sorry. Once Chazal told you, Hamavdo Betfil, it's Rashi Abdullah Lakos, that you're not Yotzei even on a Daraisa level. Assuming Abdullah's Daraisa. You're not Yosef even on the Raisa level until you do what Chazal told you to do, meaning even at home. It's not Chlokas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Chassam Sofer, about Havdalah. Itmar Nami, Amr bin Yamin bar Yefes, Shal, Rabbi Yossi, Esr, Rabbi Yochanan, Bitsita, Vyam Rila, Rabbi Shimon bin Yaakov, de Bin Sur, Esr, Rabbi Yochanan, Vyana Shamis, So you have to do it via malay. So she has a lot of kos. Okay, another misora about that halacha. Ibai lahu. Hamavdal ala kos ma she has a betfila. Hamavdal ala kos. If you make avdala in on a kos, so ma she has a betfila. Do you have to be mavdal betfila? So what is this question? What if you daven? So this question: did you daven? Did you make avdala before you daven ma'ariv? What's the shaila? Right, hamavdal bekos, or if you know you're going to be mavdal ala kos. Unclear. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, kalvachomer mi tfila. But it's a kalvachomer from tfila. Uma tfila de ikar takanta hi. Amar Yamavda betfila sarf shiavdal alakos. We know the halacha is, even if you said atochan atana, which is the ikar, that was the first step, you still have to make avdal alakos. So amavdal alakos, de lavit ikar takanta hi lo kol shakain. Surely we say yes. You have to say it in tfila. You have to say it in tfila as well. Meaning you have to do both. You have to do both. Maybe the next Daf Be'in Shir, which we're going to have, is about the nature of Havdalah. Why do you have to do this? What's both? What do you need two Havdalahs for? And why is it that we have one Havdalah, I have to make Havdalah in Shul, we're allowed to do Malacha yet, but we're not allowed to eat? How does that work? Is that Havdalah or is that not Havdalah? Right, what is that about? So hopefully Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful yard site shir relating to the nature of Havdalah. So Tani Rav Acha Aricha Kamei Derav. Chinina, hamavdil betfila meshubach yosi mishi yavdil ala kos. Atokan atanu is better than making avdala at home. Vim hivdil bazu bazu yanuchu lo brachas al rosha. But if you do both, it's great. Bracha should fall on his head. So agufa kasha, how do you understand that statement? Amar hamavdil betfila meshubach yosi mishi yavdil ala kos. Alma tfila lechu desagi. That sounds like it's enough to do the one in the Shemona Esrei. V'hadar tani, im hivdil bazu bazu yanuchu lo brachas al rosha. Then it says if you do both, iftar, I don't understand. If you're really yosu with the first one, then that's it. You shouldn't be allowed to make any more brachas because it's an unneeded bracha. It's a bracha shein etzricha. V'yama ravi tem reish lakas v'amila rab yochanan reish lakas v'amila shavayu kalam b'varach bracha shein etzricha over mishum mosisa. Question marks. If we say you're yotze already in Shemana Esrei, then how could you choose to do more if that was already your ikar chiv? So ela ema hachi. This is what really the Bryce the statement was. Im hivdil bazu velo hivdil bazu yanuchu lo brachos al rosho. This is what he meant to say. If you made avdala on this one and not on that one, yanuchu lo brachos. But it's not, you still get a bracha. But, you know, really the takana's durabanan was to do both. Period. Stop there for a minute. Major machlokas rishonim. We've come up in the past. This line, do you take this line literally or not? Kalam avarach bracha shein etzricha over mishum losisa. The Rambam quotes this line in Hilchas Brachas, and he says clearly, seems to say clearly, that making a bracha shein etzricha is an isser da'oraisa. If I say a bracha, but I'm not supposed to say a bracha, let's say I'm just in the mood to say a bracha. Baruch Adash Hashem Mekenem Echolam Bari Pri Adama. I make a bracha in the middle of nowhere. According to the Rambam, that's an isser da'oraisa. Rov Rishonim, Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere say, that's not a da'oraisa. You made a beautiful statement. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Beautiful. You're right, you weren't supposed to do that. That's an Isidur Abanan. You're not going to say beautiful statements about God whenever you want. But Rov Rishonim assume that making a bracha shein etzricha is only an Isidur Abanan. It's only, but it's an Isidur Abanan, not a Daraisa. What's Daraisa? Saying Shem Hashem for no reason. Just saying the name of God. But making a bracha when you're not supposed to? So it's a beautiful statement. So that's why Rov Rishonim assume that's an Isidur Abanan. The Rambam says it's Daraisa. That's the machlokas, and that machlokas comes up in many different places. Rav Avadia, we don't have time to go through it totally. Rav Avadia has a fascinating shuva in Yechaved Das, Dalin Mem Aleph. Somebody's fleishik, and they're bad, they have ice cream in front of them, and they forget, and they say, Baruch Hashem, okay, machlam, shakol ni b'varo. And then they remember that they're fleishik. What do you do? What do you do? Big shayla. Big shayla, what you do? So, he ends up saying, and this is what Rova Poskim say, taste it. Take a taste as long as it's a little later. Surprise, you might think, what do you mean? Say Baruch Shem. No, think about it. Says Rova Avadia. On the one hand, waiting to milk and fleishiks, let's say it's been an hour. Waiting to milk and fleishiks is a minog. It's a minog. Right? And saying a bracha shein etzricha could be a daraisa, according to the Rambam. So take a taste. It doesn't make you milchik. That's a misconception. Oh, I ate ice cream. I'm milchik now. No, I'm still fleishik. But it's better to take a little taste of it on a fast day. The same question. Right, I made a bracha and I remember it's a fast day. Oh, you didn't have, if you had water there, let's say you didn't have anything else in mind. So that's what we seem to paskin at the end of the day. That take a little taste, if that is the, chas v'shalom, not if somebody tricks. right? Somebody knows that they're fleishig and they say it, and then they put themselves into that situation. We're not talking about that. But that is because of this discussion. The Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam, in the Binas Adam, on the bottom of the Chai Adam, he cannot fathom that the Rambam really holds his Daraisa. Because after all, if Brachas Yeshuchas Daraisa, how did the rabbis make up all Brachas? If making a bracha yeshicha, so how do they make up all these brachas? If on a daraisa level, you know, you're not allowed to say a bracha yeshicha. So every bracha, he says this is in Chai Adam, in Hilchas Brachas. He says, Sarach Ian, Isa, the bracha vatala, he daraisa, Amas Sapcha Chacham, and Motakin, call a brachas. Umi Natan Lahem Rashus, Vidavan Amelach, Shalmai, Bracha Dashem, Amdini Chukecha, Mihi Tirlo. And he goes and continues, and he brings a bunch of rayas. So he says, I can't fathom it. It must be when the Rambam says it's a bracha yeshicha, he means, not a bracha. It just means a bracha, you know, totally not serious. L'shem hitul, l'shem making fun of. But if it's a bracha shen tzricha, where you make taking the word seriously, even the Rambam would agree. Okay, the Chai Adam cannot fathom that the Rambam really says that. Okay, interesting discussion in the postgim. What happens if I make a bracha on a mitzvah and then later on I could do something to uproot my mitzvah? Am I allowed to do that and l'maisa end up having a bracha shen tzricha? For example, let's say I wash the tzilas yadayim, and then I decide not to eat bread. I don't want to eat. Is there any problem with that? We had a ritva. We had a ritva Maseches Chulin on Daf Kufav, who says, Beferish, there's no problem. So many poskim say, no problem changing your mind right now, you don't have to eat bread. So poskim say, oh, you see that. Even if you, as long as Bishaito, the bracha was good, so that even if later, you know, something happens, it is okay, right? What about by Birchas Hanehenin? It comes up also. I made a bracha, and I'm like, I really don't want to eat this apple. So, isn't that Ritva a raya? So, other Mefarshim say the Ritva's not a raya. What would be a raya if you said Amotzi and then you change your mind? The Ritva never said that. The Ritva said if you said a Tilos Yadayim and you washed your hands, you did the mitzvah already. Tilos Yadayim is a separate mitzvah. So, the Ritva might not be an explicit raya that you're allowed to change your mind later in terms of the brachas. The Chazon Ish discusses what happens if after a marriage they find out somehow it's Kiddushei Ta'us, it's a mistake, do all the brachas become Levatala, Lamafreya? Okay, big discussion. Interesting. Okay, we continue. But last line. Barmanir of Chazimir of Sheshes. Ta, bazoo, bazoo, ma'u. What if you made a mistake? Bazoo, bazoo. It's unusual. Rashi should tell us what this means. Rashi doesn't say a word. What does it mean, tal bazoo bazoo here? So, says the Rush. We'll go with the Rush's shot. The Rush says this means if somebody forgot a tachon antanu and then he ate before Havdalah. That's what ta'a bazoo bazoo means. So then, Amar le ta'a bazoo bazoo chos la Rosh. If you forgot a tachon antanu and then you ate, you got to repeat Shmona Esrei. Why? The Rabbeinu Yonah says knas. It's a fine. But it doesn't sound that way. And also, what is the language of ta bazoo bazoo? You made two mistakes? What two mistakes did you make? What is the language of ta bazoo bazoo? So this is also part of what Rav Soloveitchik discusses in that Yardside Shir. Hopefully we'll get to it. Amar le Ravina ala Rava Hilchas Amai. What are we paskin about? Havdalah. Amar le ki Kiddush. Just like Kiddush. Ma Kiddush. Avagav de Makadish Bitzlusa. Makadish Akasa. Just like Makiddush. You have Kiddush in davening. And Kiddush in at home. So Havdalah Nami Avagav de Mavda Bitzlusa. Mavda Akasa. Right? You have a double Kiddush. You have a double Havdalah. And we assume that's the package deal that Chazal created. Good. That was all. Yeah.
The chiluk about eating is something we haven't seen that, right?
The chiluk about eating, right? That was learned out from that halacha, from that rush. Ta'a bazoo bazoo, that you're not allowed to eat before Abdallah, is learned out from that line. Ta'a bazoo bazoo. Right? That the Gemara does not say here that, it's discussed in Arvi Pesachim also, but here it does not say explicitly that you're not allowed to eat before Abdallah. But it's the assumption of that line of ta'a bazoo bazoo. Biter. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behodar. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you put it into modim. Rabbi Zeir Havi Rachav Chamra. One time Rabbi Zeir was running a donkey. Havi Kashakil V'Azer Rabbi Chia Bar Avin Basrei. Rabbi Chia was behind him. Omer Le. Vadad Amrita B'Shvei Rabbi Yochanan Alachak Rabbi Eliezer. B'Yantav Shechal Yos Achar HaShabbos. Have you heard Rabbi Yochanan say that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, Rabbi Eliezer who says you put it into modim, does he say that when Yantif falls out on Sunday? Because then you don't have a tachon antanu. You don't have a tachonein to put it into. Right? It's yantif. So where do you put a tachon antanu, or the substitute of it, where do you put that on a motzi Shabbos when it's yantif? So do we hold like Rabbi Eliezer then that you put it into modim? So amalei, in. Yeah, we hold like him there. Halacha michal de pligi. One second. We hold like him then, mashma, that everybody, there's another shita out there about this? There is shita about what you do then? The Gemara says, v'lo pligim ha'pligim rabbanan. Yes, there is. The rabbanan. The rabbanan say that you make it a, right, the rabbanan argue. Right, we had it earlier. So the Gemara says, 1 second, right, the rabbanan say, you put it out to chonein. So the Gemara says, 1 second, eimer to pligim rabbanan b'shari mos hashana. The rabbanan say, on a regular Motzi Shabbos, where you have at chonein, b'yantiv shekol yasachar ha'shabbos, may pligi. But on yantiv, that falls out on Sunday, they don't argue. So that's why I'm quoting Rabbi Yochanan, who says you put it into Hodah. So the Gemara says, 1 second, v'apol Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva argues, so why are you jumping to Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara says, atu kol Hashana kula, miyadinik Rabbi Akiva. What, do we ever hold like Rabbi Akiva? Tahashta neku v'neve kavase. That we don't, we never hold like Rabbi Akiva. So what are you getting so excited about? So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Kol Hashana kula, maya time alav dinik Rabbi Akiva. Why do we generally not go like Rabbi Akiva? Because of the earlier Gemara we had. The Timni straight tikkun, tshisar lo tikkun. Because, remember, we have psukim to tell us that there is an 18 or 19 brachas one asteroid, but not an extra one. You can't just add in an extra bracha. So Achanami shev tikkun, Timni lo tikkun. So here too, we only have a matir, we only have a model of 7 brachas and not 8, and that's why we reject our Rabbi Akiva. So Amar lei, lav halacha itmar, ela matin itbar. I didn't say halacha itmar. What does that mean, halacha? I didn't give a shir about this and say the halacha is, this is what you should do in public. Matin itmar. That means, if people ask me privately, I tell them this is what you should do. But I don't give a shir about it. I don't say out loud, publicly, right? There's some psukim that a rav might give privately, but he wouldn't give a shir about. Right? It could get abused. So that's why here too he says, not halacha, but matin. There's an even third level down, which we'll get to in a minute. Itmar. That's why they changed the girsa. Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi, Amar Mishum Rabbeinu, halacha. It's halacha that we do like Rabbi Lazar on a motzai. V'yamri la matin. It's not say matin, only in private. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, modim. What does modim mean? Modim means there's no machlokas about it. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar, nirin. Nirin is the least. Nirin means you never tell him to do it at all. But if he did it already, you say, okay, fine, you did it. But the evidence, okay. Those are the three levels down. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Nakut Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba B'yadach. You should hold like Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, which we had earlier. The Daiv Agamar Shmaitza Mipuma Demara Shapir, because he takes the best notes. He takes the best notes of the shir. He's always been medaktik from his Rebbe. But go like Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, who was very medaktik, and he said, and he wouldn't be nischalif, right? The Rashi says, Shehu medaktik b'lashen rabo v'koveh bo simanim, shle ischalif lo nirin b'matin o b'modim. So follow Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, who says nirin. Why? Who is it like? K'rachava de Pumpadisa. Like Rachava, also in Pumpadisa, who was also the best note taker. Dama Rachava, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Harabayis stav. Harabayis was a double row of benches. There were different rows of benches describing the structure of Harabayis. So they say Rechava was a very good note taker. He was always medaktik. So therefore, so too over here. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar of Yosef, Ano lo hayadana v'lo hayadana. I don't know about any of these opinions about putting it on Tachon Atanu. Ela midrav Shmuel yadana. I just know the following: what I learned from Rav and Shmuel in Bavel. Ditakinu lan b'marganita de Bavel. They made a beautiful tefillah for Motzoi Shabbos going into Yadav in Bavel. What is it? What we call Vatodienu. Vatodienu Hashem Alokeinu as Mishpatei Kecha. Hashem, let us know your laws. Vatalam Deinu La'asos Chukei Rizanecha. And teach us your chukim. Vatanchileinu. And you gave us Zmani Sason. Vachagei Nidava. Vatorishenu Kedusha Shabbos. Vakavon Moed. Vachagigas Haregel. You gave us all these beautiful Shabbos and Yantif ideas. Bein Kedusha Shabbos Kedusha Yantif Hivdalta. You separated Vesyom Hashvim. So he says, Rav and Shmuel, that's what they hold, and that is what we hold. Just one ha'ara, what does it mean, chagei nedava? You gave us chagei nedava. What's chagei nedava? The Marsha here says, yantif sheni. Yantif sheni in Chutz La'aretz is chagei nedava. What else does it mean? What chagei or nedava? He says, Chagi Nedava. The Rav Soloveitchik writes in Nefesh HaRav, he has two other pshatim of Chagi Nedava. Maybe it means Yontif, regular Yontif, because that's the day that you have to bring your Nedavas by. Right? Bal Ta'akher, if you made a promise to bring a carbon, you got to bring it by Yontif. So he says, maybe that's why Yontif is called Chagi Nedava. Or maybe it means that if you bring a private carbon, even if it's a carbon of like wood, carbon Eitzim, we have elsewhere, it's a Yontif Shalcha. Where it says elsewhere, it's your Yontif. So maybe that's Chagei Nedava. When you choose to bring something, it's Yontif for you that day, and therefore, that's what's Chagei Nedava. Okay. Good. Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Let's get a little bit far. Ha'omer al-kantifer yagir rachamecha. Again, every daf here. What can you do? We'll do our best. Al-kantifer yagir rachamecha. If somebody says, your Rachmanis is on Kansipur, right? Last week's parsha. Shiluach HaKan, Hashem, what Rachmanis? You send away the mother bird. You don't want the mother bird to see you taking the babies. If somebody says that, or Va'altov Yizak HaShemecha, Hashem, thanks for the great times. As if to say, no thanks for the not great times. Modim, modim, or if he says modim twice, Meshaskin or so, we remove this type of chazen. The Meiri here has the important discussion about Kansipar. He says, you can't say that because birds don't have specific ashgacha. Only people have ashgacha pratis. Birds and all animals have ashgacha klalis. Hashem worries about the species and not about the specifics, and therefore you can't say about the specific bird. Only focus on the species and not the individual. Bish, the mamodim, modim, mishaskin, so I understand why Ibrahim says modim twice. We remove him, mishub demechsi kishtei reshuyos. It's as if he's davening to two gods, two modims. V'yaltov yizachar shemecha nami, mashma ala tova v'lo ala ra'o. Vitzana we have in the last perek, chayiv adam, luvarech ala ra'o, kishem shemavarech ala tova. El al kantipur yagirecha mecha maitaima. What's wrong with saying the last one or the first one in the Mishnah? Pligi b'tri amo roi b'ma rava. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin. Rabbi Yossi bar Zvi. Da machlokes. Chad amar. Rabbi Yossi matel kina b'maisa brachus. You're being matel kina in maisa brachus. What? Only birds? Only birds or specific birds? Right? You can't. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, it treats all beings equally. Hashem has rachmanis on birds and not other animals. The Chad Amar, or Bebnei She'osa Midos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim Ve'enon Ela Gzeiros. A person makes Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs into Rachmanis, and really they're Gzeiros. Meaning, he's saying this is what they're all about. Really, ultimately, we do mitzvahs because Hashem told us to do mitzvahs. Reasons are mitzideinu. Well, we can learn from the mitzvahs. But you can't say that the mitzvah is all about that. That's the Ramban's emphasis in last week's parsha. In Kiseitse, the Ramban says, you want to say any time a mitzvah to help you do the mitzvah, fine. But don't think that that's the mahus, the real essence of the mitzvah. Good. One more line. Ha'udanachas kamei deraba va'amar. Atochas al kansipar. You had rachmanis on the bird. Atochus v'rachim aleinu. Have rachmanis on us. Amar rabba kamei yadi. Yadai serve me rabbanu l'ritzui l'mare. Wow. This is an awesome chazen. Right? Awesome chazen. Amar le Abayev. Hamashaz knows what it's not. What do you mean? Abayev says, didn't we learn that that's a terrible thing to do? To talk about the rachmanis? V'rabbanan l'chudid Abayehu d'boi. Yeah, Rabbi was just testing Abayev to see if he was listening. He was like being sarcastic. What a great chazen. Right? He wanted to catch it to see if he was listening. Period. We'll stop with Ha'hud Nachis. Right? That's a important story coming up. We'll stop there. But again, there's a lot here by Shiluach HaKan. Remember, the Ramban on the last parsha quotes the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim. Rabbeinu Bachai. Maybe we'll just start with Rabbeinu Bachai tomorrow. Rabbeinu Bachai, we mentioned it in a parsha shir last year about what happens by Shiluach HaKan and the cries of the bird. We'll start with that, and then we'll get into the next Gemara about adding on Shvachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mi'ir Shemayim and Shelach Bakasha and Hodah. All that is coming up as we get into tomorrow, the last daf of the fifth parak, which is the end of Hilchos Tefillah, and then we get into Hilchos Brachos in the next paragraph. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we thank the sponsors, the Orlinsky family, for sponsoring this month of Shiurim. L'zecher Nishbach, B'nachem Yitzchak, Orlinsky.